Welcome to TAB, Tribulation Audio Blog, from TribulationHelp.com by Tanya Condroy Klein. This is another part of the Empowerment series I began last year. I hope that this can be useful to everyone who gets to hear it. I watch the news, listen to the radio, and read online articles that have led me to the point of asking this question that most Christians should be asking today. Where are the Elijahs for each generation now? This may seem like an odd comparison in our day and age, but the Bible states that God always has his remnant. In relation to that, I also believe he will always have at least one true Elijah to shake things up and pull people out of their stagnant lives so real revival can lead to more true believers in Christ. I'm a 45-year-old woman who has sung in church since I was 11 years old, taught children's church since I was 14, and led teen groups since I was 19. This is not meant to be a church resume, but I look around and see that many people my age aren't directly involved in church at all. I want to know why. What has befallen my own generation? I see what's happening with those before and after mine, but I'm looking at my own and praying for more present-day Elijahs to get ready. Older, ours, and new generations are part of what may be the last great harvest. Why are we all failing to lead them into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ as Savior? Why is my own generation of believers not stepping forward? Many churches have older members nearing their last years, so why aren't we now working harder to disciple the younger believers so we can keep working after the others are all gone? The grace dispensation may be nearing its end, but that doesn't mean we give up. We must step up. Things change with each new generation when it comes to how information is shared, how technology is expanding, and how people are reached when it comes to different modes of media. This doesn't mean that we go after every new thing in those areas, but it does mean that we don't hold on to old things if they no longer get through the clamor of everyday attention traps. The enemy is going to try to take over every generation, but we have to be, as Matthew 10:16 says, wise as serpents and harmless as doves. When I began writing my novel, Breaking the Shackles, I wanted it to be a witness on two fronts. First of all, I wanted it to be different to get readers who normally wouldn't go to church to read it and see the parable-style story as Christianity in another light with possibilities. Secondly, I wanted believers to be able to see the gifts used in the story as biblical yet fantastical for the purpose of gaining the attention of those they love and want to know Jesus Christ as Saviors. Why is this such a difficult concept for some Christians to understand? I'm blindsided by the reaction of some that I know personally, and it has really made me realize how far Christians have fallen from doing the main job that Jesus told us to do. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. Jesus Christ used parables himself, fictional yet spiritually based stories, to get across his message to regular people. He didn't dumb stories down, but told them in a way that infiltrated their hearts completely. I don't claim that my book is perfect. I don't claim that everyone will like it. I don't claim that it is a major witnessing tool for every church to use. What I claim is that it was written for some that possibly nothing else will penetrate through whatever has caused a person to reject Christianity at some point. I don't claim to be a prophet, but I can remain silent no longer while so many church-going people are refusing to reach the world. That mandate means that you have to step outside your own comfort zone. If a Wiccan shop wants to stock my book and have me do a signing, I will. If a pagan shop wants to stock my book and have me do a signing, I will. Even if an occult shop would want to stock my book and have me do a signing, I will. Not because I'm super spiritual. Not because I think I'm invincible. I just know that God Almighty promised that he would not lead us into anything that he hasn't prepared us to thrive within for him. I'm not perfect, but I have perfect salvation in Jesus Christ. Where are the Elijahs of each of our generations right now? Elijah stood against 500 prophets of Baal and called down fire when they couldn't do anything. Who among us are as strong in our faith to be able to do the same if God speaks to you? Can you hear him call at all? When I listen to the song, God of Elijah by Disciple, I cry out in my heart for us to understand that every single believer in Jesus Christ has been given the gifts to use for this type of standoff when we simply believe the word of God. My heart is screaming, God of Elijah, send your fire. Let it burn up inside me. Melt me down. God of Elijah. If I can reach just one more person, whether in the church or in the world, I want to speak the truth, show the way, and stand on the altar waiting for the fire to accept the sacrifice that God is asking for us to give so others can know him like we do. Nothing else matters but every heart I can touch, every soul I can reach, every person I can inspire with my present-day parable that will resonate in those that are looking for it. If I must become one of my own generation's Elijahs, then I will. My time of being sidetracked in the desert by the gourd of convenience is now over. I hope that there are more of you who will join me in this effort so that we can win the lost, help the hurting, and bring resolution to Christianity to those who no longer see it for what it truly is, the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ, the one and only that can get us to heaven. Thank you, and watch the video of this song. I believe that it will inspire someone listening.